السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر سالم دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. حضرة مفتي سالم، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Abba with the afiyat. And I'm sure the Ummah in Durban was highly inspired by your beautiful presence and nasiha. May Allah ta'ala grant it acceptance and kubuliyat. May the Ummah benefit from your indulgence, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, I hope you and the family had a beautiful and blessed Eid. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, to you and all the esteemed listeners and your family, we say to Ansar listeners, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala accept from us and from you the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. And Allama Ibn Hajar Rahimahullah has mentioned this dua in his famous commentary on Bukhari Sharif Fathul Bari. So Alhamdulillah, wonderful, wonderful experiences. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. We beg, we petition Almighty Allah to accept all our broken, humble efforts. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, our Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Zulhijjah, 1446 year in South Africa and few other countries. In the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, it is the 13th of Zulhijjah, 1446. In today's lesson, we focus on chapter 48, Surah al-Fath, the victory, and verses number 12, 13, and 14. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is rebuking and reprimanding the munafiqeen and hypocrites, those who paid lip service to Islam, but their hearts were devoid of iman, and it was just part-time Muslims. Like today, if you look at majority of the Muslims today in the Arab world, Muslim world, and everywhere else, you will see that very few percentage-wise, 10, 20, 25% maximum, are really dedicated, devoted to Islam. It's just a case of part-time Muslim, Jummah Salat, Eid Salat, and so forth and so on. Allah give hidayah to one and all. Chapter 48, verse number 12. So Almighty Allah rebuking, reprimanding the hypocrites. Bal, nay, dhanantum, you thought, allay yanqalib al-rasul wal-mu'minuna ila ahlihim abada. You thought that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions, the 1400, 1500, who accompanied the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam for that Mubarak honorable journey of Umrah, the minor pilgrimage in the 6th year of the Hijrah, the month was Zulqadah, and the polytheists, the mushrikeen, then prevented them from Hudaybiyah, that they advance any further. Nowadays, Hudaybiyah is called Shumaysiyah, the Saudi regime changed it. So you thought that the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers will kill them all, and they will never return to Medina Munawwara. So that was what you were thinking. وَزُيِّنَ ذَٰلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ And that adorned your hearts. Your hearts felt very impressed with that. And you felt very, very satisfied with it. That let them get killed, Allah forbid, and assassinated. Like how the Jutlas keep on killing our people. Yeah, you see. So that is what you thought. وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ سَوْءٍ And then you entertained the worst type of thoughts. The thoughts against Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. The thought against Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You had evil thoughts about Islam itself. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا But you are a nation that will perish. You are a nation that is destroyed. So once you have evil thoughts against Almighty Allah, against Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Islam and Sahaba, then what is left? Nothing is left. So Almighty Allah announces it very, very clearly. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ And whosoever does not bring iman, faith, from the inner recesses of his or her heart, that is iman. We must have the firm conviction in the inner recesses of our heart, not only on the tip of our tongue. So these people who don't believe and have the firm conviction in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla wa Rasulihi and His Messenger Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, So Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty and a symbol of respect and reverence, the royal pronoun, فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا Hence we have already prepared لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا The blazing fire, inferno, inferno and the furnace, remember that for these non-Muslims. Chapter number 33, verses 64-65, Surah Ahzab, the coalition. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَأَنَا الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا Verily, Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and prepared for them the fire and the furnace and inferno. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Everlasting doom, everlasting gloom, eternal destruction. And لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا There they will not find any protector, any helper. Chapter Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. So they enjoyed themselves a little bit in this world, and then everlasting doom and gloom and disaster. Allahumma ahfazna min, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. May Almighty Allah protect us all and save us from Jahannam and the hellfire. And we have direct entry straight into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. بفضل الله ورحمته وجوده وكرمه through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah جل وعلا and the shafa'a intercession of the Master حبيبنا مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم From the time Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and his honorable wife Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha were in Jannah in paradise right till today and right till the day of justice, the conflict will continue. We see in Jannah, there also Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, he tried to deceive, remember Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam forgot about the prohibition for akala minha. So both of them, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, they ate from the tree. What type of tree it was? Only Almighty Allah knows. All that is said that was an apple tree or a tree of knowledge and so forth is more speculation. It's not authentic. Verse of the not authentic hadith of Nabi alayhi salam or not mentioned in a noble Quran which type of tree it was. So therefore, abhimu ma abhamahullah, that keep ambiguous, that which Almighty Allah kept ambiguous and unclear. So the conflict will continue, see today. that how many places they are taking the Muslims and Islam. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, ultimately lets the Muslims win, and the Kuffar, the Yahud, the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhas, the atheists, all get humiliated, disgraced, and we can see that happening in all parts of the world. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It belongs only exclusively the kingdom majesty of the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, the entire universe belongs solely exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. يَغَفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That He, Almighty Allah, forgives whomsoever He wishes, and He punishes whomsoever He wishes. So again, here Almighty Allah is inviting the non-Muslims and the hypocrites, enter into the fold of Islam in its totality and entirety. Don't play games and tricks with Islam and Muslims. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will humiliate you and disgrace you. We must not enter into Islam as part-time people. Nay, Islam wants you must total devotion and dedication. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis-silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam in its totality and do not follow the footsteps of the Satan and Lucifer and Shaitan. So that is where we are today, majority of Muslims, that you will see Razi Rahe Rahman bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan bi. They want to please Allah and simultaneously they want to please Satan, Lucifer. Almighty Allah condemns that and says, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 208. Hence, we should understand what is meant for us and what we're supposed to do. So yes, we human beings, we have shortcomings, we will commit sins, and daily we're committing sins, 90%, 80% of us. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And remember, Almighty Allah was, is, will always be غَفُور, the one who's of forgiving, very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. Therefore, the awliyaullah, the Sufis, the Ahlullah, they made one great statement. Everywhere in the world now, everybody is finished with their Eid al-Adha. So now, what do we see? When will Eid come again? So the awliyaullah, ahlullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah said, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ فِي يَوْمٍ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. The day and night, 24 hours pass, and we did not commit sins and vices. We didn't break the laws of Almighty Allah and violate the teaching, preaching of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that day for you, O Muslim, is Yawm Eid, a day of happiness. Allah Jalla Wala is pleased with me, and Allah's special mercy has enveloped me. So that is how the Muslim should be thinking, not thinking that now Eid al-Fitr came after Ramadan, after Arafat, and after all that we find Eid al-Adha, and now we will wait for Ramadan and the next Eid. Nay, every day can be Eid day for us individually when we abstain and refrain from vices and sins. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabeel. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq, the divine inspiration, motivation to do what is expected of us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, 12th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few countries. And there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Mina, it is the 13th of Zulhijjah, 1446. Israel's war against our people in Gaza, day number 612. Netanyahu, the war criminal, supposed to get the release of 20 hostages. So what he did instead, the 20 soldiers of Israel were dispatched to hell. And we say, good riddance to you. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So the struggle continues. Our mujahideen, Hamas, with who we love, and we will defend them, remember that. So they make mistakes, they commit sins. sins, but on the whole, there's no one else in the world doing that what they have done, taking on all these countries and defeating them with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, and the wasila and barakah and blessing of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They told Israel, America, and the whole world that if you don't want the permanent ceasefire, the fighting will go on, and every day they are dispatching Jutla straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Israel announced that they found the body of Muhammad Sinwar, al-Marhum, al-Shaheed, and did a DNA testing. You can martyr, murder who you want to. Remember, O Israel, every day with your actions, you must remember more and more people will join Hamas. Since Israel's existence, you must remember in 1948, there were critics of Israel because of the haram and illegal activities. But now, their own allies are criticizing them publicly. And that was not done before. So Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and become a pariah state. Remember that. Hundreds will join the global march to Gaza. Remember that. They will meet in Egypt and then in this week here also, and then march towards Gaza. Allah make them easy for them. So remember that Gaza today has become a human slaughterhouse. Americans and their allies, Israel and Indians and British and whoever else are involved with them. So remember, they just kill and murder the men, the women, the babies and the children there in Gaza. So the world is witnessing the genocide live stream. Remember that. London, the people are marching in their thousands, and they have big billboards and say, London welfare, not warfare. Oh, you Conservative Party, Labour Party, all parties, haramis, remember that you must stand for justice and don't stand for America and Israel like Tony Blair, the puppet, and the harami war criminal. So what he did with Bush, we'll never forget and never forgive them. The Freedom Flotilla has been captured by Israel, and remember, they're taking them now to Ashdod, and then they will interrogate them, arrest them, and so forth, and charge them. So that is what they want. They want to starve the Palestinians, extermination of the Palestinians. But the Jutlas are the cursed nation, the Jews. Allah Ta'ala says they are swines and pigs, and they are monkeys and donkeys. All these words are enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. They are the scum of the earth. Remember that. Therefore, they've been kicked out in their history for more than 100 countries. And they will be kicked out from Palestine, occupied Palestine, inshallah. Iran has got the upper hand now. Iran has found sensitive information regarding Israel and their nuclear system and so forth, and how they connived and colluded, remember, with America, with Germany, with France and Europe and Britain and so forth. So they will release it very soon. So they want to ask, is Iran no nuclear? You must divulge everything. So why is Israel is exempted? I'm asking you a simple question. Why Israel doesn't have to do all these things here? So remember that Israel, we make the bold statement and pass the misstatement on in the whole world. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. America, big problems, you must remember that. The National Guard is in Los Angeles, and the mayor of Los Angeles is livid and angry with Trump. Trump wants a spectacle, you see. Because he came on the ticket, he said, undocumented people who are living there in America, illegal migrants, all must be deported to hell and gone. What does he worry about? So you must remember the manner in which they are doing it. That is so distasteful, and the people in America are finding it abhorrent, and that is why they're turning against Trump. Trump, you have big problems, remember. Your divorce is through with Elon Musk. He's trying to impeach you. He's going to help the Democrats, and he's going to start off a new party called the American Party. Dance all the popper dance. You are one of the most humiliated, disgraced, and the worst president in the history of America. No genocide in South Africa. The genocide is in Israel, is there, committed by Israel, and you, the Americans, harami, supporting them. the whole world saw. 5 times you vetoed, you must remember, regarding the ceasefire in the United Nations. So who's guilty, remember? So ISIS and Israel are on the same side. Can you believe that? So you must remember these things here. Yeah? They say that ISIS will fight on behalf of Israel, Hamas. Come on, ISIS. Come on, Israel. Come on, India, America, and Britain. Oh, Lord, come. And inshallah, our mujahideen will take you on and dispatch you straight to hell. The Israel are guilty of the gravest war crimes, and this will haunt them for many, many years and decades. Remember that. Russia attacks Ukraine in different parts. So we say that we support Putin. Putin is putting them in the right place. You know how many days have passed? In Gaza today is 6-12 days. There in Putin and Ukraine and Russia, today is 1,201 days. Putin is putting them in their place. We like Putin. Anybody harms America, Europe, Israel, and India, and so forth, we will support them. Iran says no more dogs in Iran. They're in Tehran or Shiraz or wherever, Isfahan, and so forth. Tehran, why? Because dogs as pets are not allowed in Islam. Run around with the dog in front, and they follow the dog. So they have the dog mentality. So that's right. You see, India, especially under Modi and the BJP, the Banta, the Bharat Janata Party. So remember, they hate Muslims and despise them. So there is one Muslim person, he has a Muslim name, M.F. Hussein. So he's also Hussein, I see, but not my cousin, you know. So in India, so he's one of the people who did some master paintings and so forth. So they hid it away for more than 2 decades in the vaults and in the safes and so forth. So now his paintings will appear back in the public and so forth. And the auction will be held on June the 12th. Remember that. In Islam, paintings and so forth of inanimate objects, 100% permissible. But animate objects, remember, not permissible. Tanzania, very, very sad. A huge, big accident took place here. Remember that in Tanzania, 28 people died. One of the taxis capsized, and 10 women, 4 children passed away. Today, this morning, just opposite my house, that I made a statement to the ANC and to the DA and EFF and Al Jama'ah or any other Mickey Mouse party. You must remember that what the hell, can't you put some bumpers here? And be speed breakers and so forth here and so forth. Every time it rains, last night it drizzled, and this morning 4:15, I was reading Salat, remember that bang, and I just hear a horrible, terrible bang. So after that, I go and see, that the car drove straight into the wall, and 3 people came out from there. Allah knows best, you must remember. But a hopeless, useless. Every party says, we will do this, we'll do this. Every week, every month, somebody will get hurt, somebody's car will be finished, and then the vultures will be there. The panel beat the guys, but nothing happens, you must remember. I'm here 25 years, I didn't see anything happening. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, this is the 25th year. Hopeless, useless these people are. Incident-free Hajj. The Saudis are bragging now. What a wonderful Hajj. They don't tell you how much they made the people pay, and they fleece them. This is the Arab media. They say in the past 2 weeks in Medina Munawwara, there were 12 million visitors. You see why? The locals all flocked to Medina because they know the Hujjaj and the Hajis and pilgrims have left Medina and gone to Mecca. So that's what the Arab media has mentioned. Israel, listen to the Haaretz newspaper. Israel should extradite Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, to the ICC for war crimes. How's that? So today is the 13th of Zulhijjah. I hope some of you Hajis, at least you stayed over last night in Mina, and today you will pelt. Today, pelting time, the fatwa is this, that you all must pelt after Zuhur time enters. So you should be reading, remember, Zuhur Salat day in Mina. That will be the easiest for you. Either read in your tents or go to Masjid Khayf, especially the man, and go read one Salat day at least. 70 Anbiya, prophets and messengers perform Salat day. Khayf. Khayf means the foot of the mountain. So that is actually wonderful. And then you go and pelt in the afternoon. To pelt in the morning, not permissible, according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and of the Hanafi school, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, not permissible. Imam Abu Hanifa says permissible, but makruh as well. So why must you do all that? So remember, follow the Master alayhi salatu salam. If in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. And khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions and your speech of Hajj. So inshallah you go this afternoon, not in the morning. Okay, come back to South Africa and see ANC and SA, they are condemning the DA. Helen Zeller, Mama Zeller, they call her Oma Zeller. She says that I have hopes and aspirations. I want to become the mayor of Johannesburg. You see that? And it is possible, it can happen. So they saying that what you think, we blacks can't run Johannesburg. You see? So the whole thing becomes a racial issue. When I left Durban, you see, and I came here to Johannesburg Saturday, so it was, the flight was around 4 o'clock, quarter past 4, and so forth. Anyway, it was delayed and so forth. So we came here, Maghrib time, we read Asr Salat there, mashallah, in Durban, and then Maghrib Salat here in Johannesburg Airport. So there they gave us one newspaper. I had to pick up the Witness, and I picked up the Daily Maverick, you see. In the Daily Maverick, they wrote there, and I agree with them, that this Gaitan McKenzie, who's supposed to be the Minister of Sport and all that, he's not fit to be a minister. And they wrote all his misdemeanors and all this, and why he's incompetent and so forth. I see this there, Daily Maverick is a good newspaper. They carry a lot of things there which other newspapers don't carry. So anyway, yesterday was the Comrades Marathon. We got nothing to do with that. But what I want to tell you, I see some Muslim people, remember, they were booing and they were objecting on the Israeli and the Jewish guys who were there. You see, hey, go back to Israel, the apartheid regime, and you are committing genocide and so forth and so on. And Darul Uloom Kempa down, I see they put a big poster there next to the masjid on the fence. Well done to you. Sanctions on Israel, 100% we agree with that. And a very sad story coming through the wires, and that is people are selling their own babies because of poverty, abject poverty. That is in South Africa, you must remember. When I was there in Port Shepstone and so forth, they told us about the sardine runs, you see. Sardine in Arabic, seen Alif Dal Noon, refers to the person who has the keys of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And in the South Coast there, remember, so in Port Shepstone and surrounding, they have this every year, wonderful phenomenon, and the sardine, and the people pick them up and they're selling it and so forth and so on. Today's program, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9, with Mohd Zahid, he'll interview me, lessons we can learn from Hajj, and thereafter 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, inshallah, will be our report back to our trip to KZN. And then there's tonight, inshallah, with Hafiz Wadi, the live Q&A on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Barakallahu fiqh. G. Mohd Salim, we have 15 minutes left, so let us fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, a woman was sitting in iddat as her husband passed away. She left the house without a valid reason. Is there any consequences to the iddah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember, for a woman whose husband passed away, Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Quran. Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra. Your iddat period is 130 days, 4 months and 10 days. Chapter 2, verse 234. And if you are pregnant, then chapter 65, verse number 4. Wa ulatul ahmali ajaluhunna ay yada'na hamlahun. When you deliver and give birth to the baby, your iddat expires after 1 week, 1 month, or 6, 7 months. So that is compulsory and mandatory for you to leave the home and go here, gallivant here and there, shopping and what have you. So that is not a valid excuse. So it's a major, major sin. So get back to your house and sit there quietly. So remember, make sincere tawbah and so sincere repentance. Allah Jalla Wala tells us and informs us in chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. In life, we all commit sins, we all make mistakes. So never become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. So daily ask Allah for forgiveness. And remember, you must remain positive and say that this was a mistake, a horrible, terrible sin, and Allah will forgive you and forgive all of us as well.
Mufti Sahab, what is the sawab of marrying a widow or a divorcee in today's time?
Remember the previous question where your husband passed away, you, the widow, and the said children, grandchildren, the family, everybody should learn this one verse. And chapter 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. Beautiful, complete, comprehensive dua. Very powerful. And remember, we cannot pray for non-Muslims, whoever it is, if they have died, and especially when they are sane and mature. So Quran is very clear on that issue. Chapter 9, verse 84. First is for non-Muslims. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You cannot pray for them. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. And don't go there and stand by their graves, meaning to visit and frequent their cemetery and graveyard and memorial service, all that haram and not permissible. Chapter 9, verse 84. What are the virtues of marrying a divorcee? Or remember a lady who's a widow and so forth and so on. So the Quran is telling you the virtue itself. Chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. The Master Alayhi Salatu Salam Rahmatulil Alameen, peace be upon him, Alayhi Salatu Salam, in total had 11 wives. So the greatest amount of wives he had at one time were Tis'u Niswa, were 9 wives. For the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam, it was permissible, khalisatan laka min dunil mu'mineen, only for you and not for the believers. For us, maximum at one time is 4 wives, Quran says, with conditions, there must be justice and so forth. So you study all the wives' profile and their life history. So they are not ordinary women. They are the best and the best of this ummah. Chapter 33, verse 32. Ya Nisa An-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan Nisa. O you, the honorable wives and spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not like the other ladies of this ummah. Your rank is so sublime, exalted. You are part of the household of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahlul Bayt. So everyone besides Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there they were either divorced, they were either widows and so forth and so on. She was the only virgin, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you your sins. So that is the positive side. The negative side is this. Today we find our mortars. You know the mortars. So this guy has a wife, he has his children, and they're living happily, 4 or 5 children, 3 children. Now he goes quietly, discreetly, secretly to the widow and to that divorcee and tells her, nobody must know, me and you will get married. I got the 2 witnesses here in the car, or we meet in the hotel, and then we will get married there, you see, and we will use you as a spare wheel. All this is haram and not permissible. and these type of nikahs are not permissible. So that also is happening and is increasing nowadays. All this pay wheel business, I call it, all this hotel business. So remember, hit and run. After they use them, abuse them, after 3 months, 6 months, they say, no, my family found out and now I have to divorce you. Allah forbid, you see. So all this from day one is haram. So you ladies, don't fall for all these tricks. And you also just look at the money and the dollars and so forth and fall in their trap. Remember, these are the motas. They want to use the motis and they want to use the ladies for their ulterior motive. All haram, all.
Mufti Sahab, somebody wants to know if I can eat fish and have milk thereafter. It's just a query.
Remember, totally permissible. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he has written in his book At-Tibbu an-Nawawi there to say that it is in the Quran or in the authentic Sunnah, or the Sahaba said that you can't have fish and milk simultaneously. The fairy tale there. This is what I call in our terminology Lal Kitab stories. When our forefathers came from India 150, 160, 170 years ago, whenever, they brought certain books with them, Lal Kitabs, from Lailpur and Saharanpur and Palanpur and Dabelpur and Golvatpur and all this poor eating puri. So remember, all fairy tale stories, they're totally permissible. Nothing to do. Yes, the Hakims, these people who are doctors, some of them are very good, and some of them, I went back to them, better than the doctors, and some of them are quacks also, just like in the doctors, you get all types, you see. So you must remember, they say, from their experience, it's not something that's very healthy to do, but Islamically totally permissible, that you have milk and fish, and you have it same time, no problem with it.
Mufti Sahab, on which 5 days are we not allowed to fast?
Very good question. Remember that whether you are in Makkah, Mina, or Muzdalifah, or Medina, or Aqsa, today is haram for the Ummah to fast. Why? On the first of Shawwal, Ramadan ended, and now we're celebrating Eid al-Fitr, so that day is haram to fast. On the 10th of Zulhijjah is Eid al-Adha. So now, whether you are in South Africa or any other place, you're celebrating Eid, so it's haram for you to fast. Then 3 days after Eid, 11, 12, 13 is known as Ayyamu Tashriq. So the days when the skin and hide of the Qurbani animals and so forth were placed in the rays of the sun, and the rays of the sun, they would add certain substance to it, and the tanning process was taking place. Kullu ihabin dubiga faqad tahura, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Every skin and hide that is tanned, remember that it is tahir and clean. You can use it as a musalla, you can use it as a seat cover, and so forth and so on, except the khinzir, the swine. And according to Imam Shafi and them, the dog also not acceptable, because that also is najasul ayn. Anyway, so that is academic discussion. So these 5 days is haram for a Muslim person to fast. So today in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Mina is the 13th of Zulhijjah. It's haram for you to fast. And for us in South Africa, it is the 12th. So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah. It is the days of eating, drinking, and remembering Almighty Allah. Go see Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Hence, you can't be fasting today. Those of you who want to fast from the 14th of Zulhijjah, you can fast. Remember, 14, 15, 16 onwards. Those of you who are in Makkah Mukarramah, now the Hajj curtain is coming to an end. So now you want to start performing Umrah. So from tonight onwards, the night of the 14th, you can start performing Umrah. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, instructed Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. She was crying, Ya Rasulallah, all the honorable wives, they perform Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, fine, on the night of the 14th, you go with your brother Abdul Rahman, and go to Tan'im, that is just outside the Haram area. Many of you know the place, and therefore the masjid is known as Masjid Aisha, after our honorable mother Siddiqah bint Siddiq. Her father is Siddiq and she is Siddiqah radiallahu anhuma. So that is why from the 14th night, that's tonight for you there in Makkah, you can start performing Umrah. And those of you who want to go for Umrah, your agents are already taking bookings and so forth. They will never say no. They say, come, we got this special and this special. So Umrah is opening early. Normally it is to work for Muharram. This time they say, we're opening early, we want more money. So that is MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the Wahhabis and the Najdis.
Mufti Saab, there's a male that keeps interfering with my son and his job. He passes bad remarks and mocks him. My son says, just leave it to Allah. Is there any dua to read to protect my son?
Yes, tell your son to read the two du'as. Both are enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 30. The du'a of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, who made du'a and supplicated to Almighty Allah against the gaze and said, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against this gay community and the homosexuals. Allah Jalla Wala accepted it. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Almighty Allah speaks of it. What were the consequences? I'jazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. Jibreel alayhi salam pick up the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, smash it to the earth, the lowest portion on earth. Today also, as far as altitude goes, you call it I'jazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. Whenever your employer, your neighbor, any person troubling you, read chapter 29 and verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. And then read chapter 40, verse 44. And what is that? Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. I hand over my matters and affairs to you, ya Allah jalla wala. Verily, you are all observing over the servant. See the next verse. Surah 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 45. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. So Allah will protect you from the plotting, planning of those who are scheming against you. So chapter 29, verse 30. Chapter 40, verse 44. Every day give out 1 rand, 2 rand. And read, Ya Muntakimu, Ya Allah, I am not doing anything. You take retribution and punish these people who are harming us. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khairan to you, Mawsaleem and team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.